Just the simple task of washing dishes can be dangerous here. Doing laundry, catastrophic. Annapurna lives in the eastern Indian state of Odisha. She shows us her feet, where she was once attacked by a saltwater crocodile. Her friend Parvati remembers her brother, who was pulled under.
Villagers started shouting when the crocodile took my brother, but it is such a powerful animal. What could we have done to fight its strength? Everyone thought that like something would happen since their numbers are rising. It took my brother away. I just don't understand why.
A nearby national park is known for having one of the highest number of saltwater crocodiles in the world. After the government introduced conservation efforts in the 1970s, the number of crocodiles increased from fewer than 100 to nearly 2,000. During India's monsoon season, this river swells, making it easier for the crocodiles to encroach on the villages nearby. But now when the water levels go down, the crocs don't leave. Instead, they stay and lay their eggs, posing a serious threat to people.
People have started coexisting with saltwater crocodile, but we need to have some kind of mitigation measures.
Even with the predators looming in the water, daily chores must go on, something mainly done by women and children. But everyone faces the threat at some point. People come here to wash up, and cattle wade in daily.
We are completely dependent on this river for drinking water and other needs. For the past 1.5 years, the terror of crocodiles has seeped in among the villagers that we are afraid to come near the river. But we have to, because we are dependent on it.
From the nearly 200,000 people who depend on this delta, life now involves a constant fear of what's lurking underneath the muddy waters. Leah Harding, Al Jazeera.